So the situation is quite terrible, as you can imagine, as you've seen from many videos, because now aid and access is getting in. So there are over 30,000 people displaced. The figures of dead people change. WHO is estimating around 4,000 because those are the ones that went to the hospitals. But the local authorities talk about up to 6,000 people. So it's a massive devastation for a town that was about estimated at around 80,000-90,000 people. So massive devastation caused by the floods and the burst of these two dams. The real issue is that there are other areas around there that are equally, or not equally, but anyway, still very much affected. And for instance, we were hearing today that Susa is another place that is totally cut off. So we will discover more, unfortunately, in the coming days, but it's a very large crisis.
So if we focus on the children, how far they are affected by the disaster and what is needed to alleviate the trauma and the losses?
Yeah, as you just mentioned, maybe the first thing that I would talk about is the distress and the fact that we need to do psychosocial support. Many of them have really, not only for the displaced, the ones that are in shelter, getting back to normality through psychosocial support, through recreation, and so on, but also to the ones that are still stuck in places and are still, in the affected areas, have lived through that terrible night. There is the issue of, potential malnutrition, because many people are cut off. In many places, there is very little access to food. And so we will need to monitor the malnutrition potentially arising, and do also support the health system to prevent it. And then there is the major threat of waterborne diseases. There is really always hitting harder children, watery diarrhea, and potentially even cholera if the water gets contaminated by sewage. So those are the things that are really top priority in this point, bringing also safe water, restoring the systems, supporting the health facilities. Many have been destroyed as well. Many people are also dead or displaced. Many of the responders in one hospital, for instance, there were no specific health officers remaining. So yeah, those are the top priorities for us.
Yeah, what can be the other top life-saving priorities right now?
As I mentioned, of course, beyond UNICEF, safe shelter, protection overall is a major concern in this crisis, right? So GBV, also when a lot of people stay in the same shelter for a very long time, so gender-based violence, so other protection concerns, definitely. We are looking also at family separation. Sorry, I didn't mention that, but I think it's a major thing that will come up in the weeks to come. We've been told that there are, some unaccompanied children, for instance, in one of the shelters in Derna already, registering them, trying to find the family members. And in many cases, it's going to be also interim care, because unfortunately, we will not be able to find them. So it's a terrible tragedy. We have also some staff that lost many family members. So yeah, it's also the responders themselves have been touched.
So, can you tell us more to draw a better picture of the UNICEF work on the ground to mobilize support and coordinate with other humanitarian partners and local groups?
Yeah, so I'm now actually here in Benghazi, and tomorrow we are doing a big interagency assessment mission as UN. We do it in Derna, in Al Marj, and in Beida, so 2 full days of field mission. That's a good interagency effort, after the first phase of search and rescue that was managed really by the Red Crescent and by the local authorities. As UNICEF, we have sent medical kits and medical supplies for 10,000 people. This was the first couple of days. We looked at we sent 1,100 hygiene kits, we sent clothing kits, but that is still a drop in the ocean. Luckily, now the government has requested international support, so there are also some member states that come in. But Libya, what I wanted to flag maybe is two things. One is that Libya was shifting out from humanitarian, so our supply stocks, our resources for humanitarian were very limited. Also, because we were already responding to the migration crisis. Two is that Derna itself had been severely hit by the conflict. and was already flattened by the conflict. So when I went at the beginning of the year and I met the municipality, I was struck by their willing, by their, you know, eagerness to turn the page and to move to recovery. And they wanted the UN there. So we were, you know, about to open child-friendly spaces there. They gave us the infrastructure. So very positive sign. And now this takes them back years because, you know, the level of destruction is massive. So luckily, the government has a reconstruction fund for these areas, and we hope as UN to be able, you know, to support that reconstruction efforts. For UNICEF, is going to be mainly, you know, health, water and education, those three areas. But yeah, it's also unimaginable, the level of destruction, when you think, when could these people go back to their houses, the ones that survived? And many have been displaced in neighboring villages because they don't see the prospect of going back in a few weeks.
So are there any other access issues impeding humanitarian efforts from reaching certain areas?
I must say, yeah, there are some areas that I was saying about Susa that are still cut off because of the water. I mean, there are some areas that we will, again, discover in the coming days. I know that some member states gave air assets and boats, and, you know, so that's going to help. In terms of bureaucratic constraints, I must say that the authorities are very helpful, and they're, you know, they promised also to ease the issue of visas and, you know, to accelerate everything. So we have, you know, internally searched for now from Tripoli staff. We came to Benghazi, but at the end, yeah, for now there is, you know, the focus is not on the politics, it's really on humanitarian action, which is good. And so as UN, we are just very positive that this will continue.